This isn't a show to laugh at Everton, but if you're not going to laugh at Everton as a Liverpool fan in general, given the season we've had, then, you know, who are we? Who are we to break with traditions? Neil Atkinson, Sean Rogers, Dan Morgan for the review on the Anfield Wrap after Liverpool 2, Everton 0. Sean, there's a lot of big calls from Liverpool. There's a lot of big calls that people were anticipating given the break from game to game. Bacetic in itself is a big call, given not just that he starts, but where he starts. But I think the thing to take from this from a Liverpool perspective is he gets the selections across the front three right. He picks the battles right in the front three. And it works.
Yes, against Wolves, I was critical of the way that the front three were set up, with Gakpo going on the left-hand side and Nunes down the middle. Long-term, I'd love to see Nunes playing in that role, but as we referenced on the previous show, and ever since Gakpo's arrival, that he looks, for me, like a Russian doll. In the, you know, the inside version of him, I think, is basically someone who looks like James Ward-Prowse. But he just happens to be in this gorgeous Thor-esque body that makes you think that he's got, you know, a mini Darwin, like he's got this pace and power about him. And I actually think he's been bought as someone who can be Firmino light. I think obviously he'll lack that sort of Brazilian and the flair and those kind of technical skills, but ultimately someone who can in part operate as an attacking midfielder, but can also link play and then arrive in the box and at the right times, finish. And, you know, how he does in the future and how well you think he might do is one side of it. But I think it's very clear, especially now, but I think it's been pretty clear for a while that that's ideally where they want him to play and where they want to groom him, if you will. And I think that's why it was a huge mistake against Wolves, having shown some green shoots in that role where he was playing Salah in and even getting Elliott in. With that lack of pace, for where we are right now, it makes a ton of sense to continue with that kind of a setup. And when you think of Seamus Coleman playing for Everton, yeah, when you think of how you can get at both of Everton's fullbacks, when you think of the inability perhaps for their midfield to protect the back four at key moments, if you catch them in the right place, it's easy for me to say that it's the logical choice, but I think it's a big call for the manager, having done something different against Wolves. And I think it's great that the manager's got the humility, if you will, to almost hold his hands up and go, "I got that one wrong. That's how we're going to set up for this game." And I think that was one of the crucial things in Liverpool's performance.